Last month, Czech dog sled racer Jana Hennichová made history by becoming the first female foreign national to take part in Norway's Finnmarksloppet, the world's northernmost race. 1,000 kilometers in tough conditions and tough terrain. She completed the race in 8 days, earning enormous respect from both fellow mushers and locals. And even though she finished last, 5 others out of a total of 36 racers did not finish at all. This week, Jana Hennichová, who lives in northern Bohemia with her 23 huskies, where she also runs a musher school, stopped by Czech radio to talk about the race and much more. I asked her first how she got into dog sled racing in the first place. Here's how it all began.
I have huskies 12 years, maybe more, and I start like everybody. I had the first one. And then I start to be more interesting about the possibilities, what is possible to do with Siberian huskies. And then I had another 2. Then I bought the sled. And then it's going very fast.
Are huskies popular in the Czech Republic? Are they a popular breed?
I hope not. Because, you know, if the breed is popular, then many people is interesting to have it, just to have at home the beautiful teddy bear with the blue eyes. And it's not good because these Siberian huskies, they are quite difficult to handle. You must do a lot with these dogs and you must be outside and it's not easy. And I'm happy that they are not so popular anymore.
Did the fact that they need a lot of exercise influence you becoming a racer?
Yes, but you know, I'm originally a sportsman because I did this cross-country skiing, the orienteering, mountain climbing, so I'm also very active, so I choose the dog to a style of my life.
The area where you live, is it good for doing sports?
Yes, I live in the north of Czech, in the Jizera Mountains, and we have a lot of snow, and it is a beautiful landscape, and you have their space.
When you became a racer, what was the first thing that you had to actually do? You had to buy the equipment. Tell me about that.
So you must to start step by step. So first you buy the first harness. Then the people mostly start with just jogging with the dog. Then on the bicycle, then I bought first sled. And then you find out that if you have sled and if you have only 3 dogs, that is not fast enough and that you must work a lot. And then you wish to have more and more and more and more dogs. And then you can go with 14 and this is great.
And is 14 the official number for racing?
No. It is the 14. It's just for me the top level because with 14 you can go for the race like Finnmarksloppet or with 16 you can go for Iditarod. But normally in Europe you can go with 2, 4, 6, 8 dogs. We have different classes and it's up to you how many dogs do you have.
How difficult is it to train Siberian huskies?
Difficult is that you must wait for cold temperature. It's not possible to go in the high summer. And you must wait until the temperature is going below at least 15 degrees. If you really want to train serious, you must to wake up early morning and to go, because at 4 in the morning is the coldest, then to go early morning for training. And you start normally for serious racing season, is necessary to start with training latest in August. And then you are going step by step and you start maybe with 5 kilometers and then more and more and more. And in December, then you are going for trainings about 80, 100 kilometers.
Are there different types among the dogs themselves? Say, is there a leader among the pack?
Yeah, if you have 20, I have 23 dogs, and you can see there are big difference. Somebody is lazy, somebody is smart, somebody is stupid, somebody is hyperactive. It's like a group of people. You can see each animal, each is the personality and has his own character, and you must know them.
Tell me about Finnmarksloppet. This is the race you took part in March. I understand you're the first Czech to take part and to complete the race.
Yeah, so and I think I'm also the first foreign woman who finished this race. Yeah, Finnmarksloppet, it is the great race in the north of Norway. It is the northernmost race in the world. And it is the race for 1,000 kilometers. And north of Norway, the Lapland is beautiful. There's fantastic landscape. great people, and I enjoyed it very much. It was really nice.
I read that you had to prepare actually 2 months in advance on site.
Mm-hmm.
So you were there for that whole period, getting to know the terrain.
Yeah. I've been there already last year for 1 month because I took part in the race for 500 kilometers as the first step. And this year I decided to go for 1,000 kilometers. And yeah, without this experience to stay there, it's not possible to finish this race because everything is totally different. You must to find the way how to live in such a big open space, how to live in the cold weather, in storm weather. So it's important to be there.
I understand that you race day and night, but you have to rest sometime. Where do you rest?
You know, it is the non-stop race, and you start, but you are following the trail, and there are checkpoints. So there are the distance between is about 140, 80, 88 kilometers, and then I'm going from one checkpoint to the other one. And on the checkpoint, I have all comfort for dogs. I have the straw. I have the some equipment which I prepared before. So it means that I'm following these checkpoints. Some parts, I had feeling that the landscape looks like moon. Because you can see there is no trees, nothing left there. There is only the white, and you can see the rocks all around, the smaller rocks. And it's strange because here down in Europe we are not used to watch the landscape like this. And another point is, if you stay in the point and you turn all around, you can see it all around because it's so far away, and it is almost unbeliever, and you must to find a way how to survive it, to be there alone.
What kind of feeling was it just to finish the race?
Just short time before the finish line, I had feeling, oh my God, it's forever. But when I crossed the finish line, so I had feeling, wow, it's over. So I was just a little bit sad about this because, I don't know, I'm almost not able to describe it. Yeah, everybody knows the books from Jack London or this romantic books, and everybody watched TV where you can see the White Fang and the stories like this. And I believe that many people wish at least once alive to touch this life and to try it. It's something undescribing. To live as musher.